Blackstone presents Uncontrollable by Sean Oswald. This book is read by Daniel Wisniewski. Prologue. The Chimera shouldn't have been much of a problem by itself, but they were just so worn out. The group had used up their resources, and now, with the teleport block in place, they couldn't escape. So here they found themselves, the Shadow Wolves, one of the very few diamond-level adventuring groups. Silas, their rogue, had already fallen, his body lost in an acid storm without enough left for the healer Nina to attempt to resurrect. Now, the three of them were on a 10x10 floating tile of magical basalt, a river of lava carrying them along. An enchantment from Kiro, their elementalist, protected them from the worst of the heat, and another held the raft together. Now, though, a chimera kept dive-bombing them, breathing its fiery breath and swiping at them with its stinger-tipped tail. Kiro was too busy to do much other than protect them until they reached the end of the river, and Nina didn't specialize in ranged attacks. That left him, Udon, their tank and leader. He had a crossbow with sufficient enchantments on it to hit the beast, but archery was hardly his expertise. Worse still, the raft they were on was not a stable platform, as it pitched from side to side upon the waves of molten lava. Udon cursed to himself. He was Udon the Invincible, Udon who had stood against an entire company of Terran knights. Now, though, he couldn't bring his might to bear. He might survive, but only if he could keep the others alive, too. Without Kiro, they would surely end up in the river of lava. Udon wanted to live, yet, like any true adventurer, he wanted to succeed with just as much passion. He wanted to finish this dungeon and do what no other had before. He wanted to end the threat it posed to the Four Kingdoms. Thus, when the Chimera dove at them, he stepped in front of the others and tried to deflect it off his shield while thrusting with his sword at the creature's exposed chest. His hardiness was without equal. As strong as the beast was, it was no match for him, and he was able to deflect it. Stone stands held him firmly anchored to the basalt tile. His sword cut a deep wound into the beast, and his shield worked as intended. Perhaps it worked too well, for the creature slid off the shield and struck Kiro.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?